Americans do not get enough sleep, that we need to have a minimum of 7 hours sleep a night, between 7 and 8 hours, and if we do not, what happens?
Well, listen, this is so crucial. You know, during our sleep cycle, Chuck, our body is doing what? It's resting, it's restoring, it's recalibrating,
right?
It's reconstructing. One of the major deficiencies in America is the metabolization of usable calcium, because when we metabolize calcium, and this is the answer to the question, believe it or not, when we metabolize calcium, we develop an alkaline ash, and it's that alkaline ash that balances our pH. And if our pH isn't in the proper zone, we will be unhealthy.
All right, so getting enough sleep helps us to balance our pH and get us out of the acidity into the alkalinity. Friends, we have just had a very small course on Health 101. And if you get a copy of this book, you'll be able to advance and learn so many things that you just never realized about your health. The Birch Creek Secret to Total Health. You get to $16 or more to Save America Ministries, or put it in your hands. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org, and become a partner with us every day. We're confronting the deepest issues that touch our hearts and our homes. Send your gifts by faith. Save America Ministries, PO Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Let's get healthy.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church, declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you that views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because this is Open Line Wednesday. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY out across America, and 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and, well, we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Well, I thought maybe this morning, or this afternoon or evening, why we might just start talking about what's happening as far as America is concerned. You know, certainly when Jimmy Carter was president, we had about $1 trillion in debt. And when Jimmy Carter left the White House, he had increased the federal deficit by $200 billion and raised our national debt to $1 trillion. And I can remember, of course, Ronald Reagan certainly criticizing Jimmy Carter for raising our national debt to $1 trillion. And he used that against Jimmy Carter, how irresponsible he was to have actually increased the national debt $200 billion during the 4 years he was in Washington, D.C. The only problem was that Ronald Reagan increased the national debt $200 billion every year he was in office, and that was for 8 years. And so when Ronald Reagan left the presidency, the national debt was $2.7 trillion. But it only grew slowly after that under George Herbert Walker Bush and under Bill Clinton, to the point where certainly when George W. Bush became president, why, the national debt was about $5 trillion. And under Bush, over the 8 years he was in office, why the debt increased from about $5 trillion to $10 trillion. Well, of course, then along came a man named Barack Obama. And Barack Obama has increased so far about $5.5 trillion by the time he leaves office in January or February. The national debt will be up over $6 trillion. And why did Barack Obama have that? Well, of course, he's blaming a lot of this on George Bush, but well, some of it maybe George Bush's programs, but most of it is the fact that Barack Obama is a confirmed communist. He hates America. He wants to do everything he can to destroy this country, and I believe this with all my heart. He is surrounded by people, many of them are hardline Marxists and communists. He was that put into power by the Trilateral Commission, and of course they've installed him and given him the power to destroy the interest structure of this nation by debt. There's no better way to destroy a great nation than by debt. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. But ladies and gentlemen, I don't really believe the figures they put out. The debt is not $16.5 trillion, as they're telling you. It's closer to $81 or $82 trillion. It can, and if you take into account the amount of money that's owed for the people who will be retiring under Social Security and Medicare. And ladies and gentlemen, there's no way that debt can ever be paid off. America, of course, is going to have to default on this. Either that or destroy the value of our currency. And I think the latter is the way we're going. It's open lines. Give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. Would like to know what you'd like to talk about tonight. Give us a call. It's open lines.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. It's Open Line Wednesday, so give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But, you know, they tell us that things are really getting better economically. Why, of course, this last year, why consumer spending increased about 3%. Now, that certainly is a very interesting figure. Consumer spending increased 3%, but remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're running 10 to 11% inflation, and certainly the government's lying about the inflation. They tell you it's only 1 to 2%, and they just got it right. But certainly they take it to include food. They don't include gasoline. They don't increase hardware. They don't include clothing. They don't include the things that you're actually buying. And of course, because of that, they can juggle the figures that they want to. But with an 11% inflation and a 3% increase in consumer spending, what it really means is we're going behind about 8%, between 3 and 11%. So we've actually had a 8% contraction in consumer spending, but they don't want people to know that. And so they simply juggle the figures around, and the old adage that figures don't lie, but liars figure, and they work for the government, and they're well paid to lie to the people. And the average individual doesn't want to admit that the government would be lying to them without understanding this is not our government. This is not the country we love and the country we respect and the country we were willing to fight for. This is the invisible government. Another group has taken control of the reins of power and working behind the scenes, behind this facade of democracy and representative government. A small group of people controls our economy and controls our military and controls our industries and controls our media. And as a result, they're able to convince the American people of anything they want to. Well, it's Open Lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But there are probably close to 25 million Americans now who are either unemployed, underemployed, in other words, they can't find a job that will really pay them a good wage, or they can find some part-time work and they're making something, but they're underemployed. And then a large group of people that are simply have simply given up looking for work. And this figure is about 20 to 25 million people, according to John Williams. And if you don't go to his website, you need to. It's shadowstats.com. And certainly John is an independent, certainly economist. He's well respected by people on our side. And they're getting the information out that you're not going to get through the controlled media. Well, if you're out there, and certainly give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and let's go to David, who's calling from Central New York. Hi, David. How are you doing?
Good, Dr. Stan.
Okay. Yep, by Rochester. You're listening to our Rochester stations. Our stations in Utica or whereabouts?
WJIV in Cherry Valley.
Okay, very good. Well, basically, do you have a question or comment?
Well, a comment. I called in a week or two ago and asked you about canned goods, and you mentioned about buying different meats, chicken, turkey, beef. And I found a place up in Vernon, New York, Amish place, the old country market, and I bought a can of each of to try them. And as a friend of mine would say, the taste of the stuff was to die for. Chicken, turkey, beef, and they had pork, but I didn't buy the pork. So that was one thing, so I appreciate that.
And basically the Amish are such good people, and they, of course, they're preparing for the difficult times they know are coming. But go ahead, David.
Yeah, so that was one thing. And a couple months ago, maybe 3 months ago, I have to call out and talk to your wife, Barbara, And I mentioned that a book you might be interested in, and she said he would be interested in that, and I gave her the number that you would send and get it, because you were, well, the name of the book is The Witch Doctor and the Man Under the Sea by Pat Holliday, a PhD, and it tells about a fella off Africa that was heavily into witchcraft, and he said that you were, for 2 years, were in South Africa, and had some interest in the things of witchcraft, not in participating, but, and so I was curious what your experience was there in South Africa. It'd be interesting to hear that, and if you got the book.
Well, we don't have the book. Is that Pat Holliday, the woman minister that wrote the book, do you know?
I'm not sure.
Oh, well, basically, of course, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But my wife and I and our family lived in South Africa for almost 3 years. And basically, of course, everything there centers around the occult. The white society lives in one society, but the black society lives in another. And basically, of course, they came out of the tribal structure, where, of course, the tribe was ruled, first of all, by a chief whose authority was validated by a witch doctor. And these witch doctors, many of them had really supernatural power. And certainly in the black population, even the years we were there, 1974 to 1977, while, of course, the black population primarily went to the witch doctor before they went to see the white doctor. And very often they'd come to see us, and they would have a little scars somewhere, three of them parallel scars, suddenly that had been put on by the witch doctor. Every maid, certainly most people have a maid in South Africa, the people are happy to work for $1 a day and meals, room and board. And we have a wonderful maid. But I noticed that her bed we'd bought for her, she had up on paint cans. And I thought, that's interesting. Well, I suppose she wants to get up a little higher. It was a little low. I didn't think much of this, except my wife actually went to took a course from a white witch doctor, a woman who actually was a white witch doctor, and she gave a talk when I was off at a medical meeting. And my wife came back and told me that all the maids in South Africa have their beds up on paint cans because, of course, it is to protect them from a little demon called Togadesh, I think it is, Togladesh, something like that. They all believe in this demon, and they put the can up on their bed up on paint cans so that he can't jump into bed and sexually molest them. This is their common belief. The whole of the society, the black society there, centers around their belief in these supernatural forces, and they're not imaginary. There really are supernatural forces. We don't see them here in America, at least we're not aware of them. We were not at that time, but increasingly we're seeing more and more supernatural manifestations here all the time. And, of course, a lot of this has, my wife says that it is too glued. Tugalos is the name of the demon. That's what my wife is calling in. Tugalos is the name of the demon that climbs into bed with the black maids and bless them, and they all believe in Tugalos. So, but certainly we're seeing, I believe, increasing supernatural manifestations here. I believe because what the UFOs are, certainly a lot of people have seen the so-called greys. These are demonic beings. We will be seeing more and more of the supernatural here as we move into this coming period of chaos and crisis. So until people really understand that we live in a material world, but there is a mystical world out there. We live in a tangible world, but there's an intangible world. We live in a subjective world, but there's an unsubjective world out there. There really is a supernatural element, and you can't understand almost anything going on today unless you understand that there's this other supernatural element that certainly is playing an important part in what's going on. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Any thoughts on that, David?
Well, no, I just appreciate what you had to say. And I guess that's quite an involved subject, to witchcraft and demons, evil spirits. if you want to get it, I'll give a call sometime and tell you more about it. So it's 170-180 pages. It's excellent. The Witch Doctor and the Man Under the Sea.
The Witch Doctor and the Man Under the Sea. Well, we'll see if we can track it down. The Witch Doctor and the Man Under the Sea.
Yeah, I got it from Barnes & Noble. I ordered it through there, I believe.
And what was the basic? What is the basic theme of it, David?
Well, it tells about a witch doctor that was had witch in Africa, and how he got converted and how it happened. And it's just it's not a story; it's real. And I've got to read. I've read it twice now. I've got to read it again.
Well, basically, of course, there's hope for anybody. I mean, I'm sure some of our listeners are involved in the occult, and they really don't understand the danger that is there, and they do not understand the inner peace that comes with of course, developing a personal relationship with our Lord. Basically, for our listeners out there, let me tell you that many of the richest people in the world today are involved in the occult. And the reason that they have their vast wealth and riches is because they've pledged their allegiance to the other dimension and to these other beings. And some of them may even be hybrid individuals, for all I know. I don't know anything about them, but I believe that there are hybrids. There are people who are part demon and part human being, just as they had the Nephilim in another era. I believe that there are comparable people today. But I would caution you, do not, of course, to get involved with the occult. You may want the benefits, but if you become involved with the occult, why, eternity is an awful long time, and believe me, why, of course, you will be laying yourself open to spending eternity in hell. There really is a hell. I believe there's a heaven, and I believe, of course, we can see these demonic manifestations all the time. I've seen, personally, demonic manifestations. I've held in my own hand a spoon which was bent by a major general who was deeply involved in the occult, tapping into this other dimension, and he was able to take that spoon and bend it into a circle. It was not done by human hands. Our number, 1-888-24 Liberty.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the Pig Arthritis Formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the Pig Pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. It's Open Line Wednesday. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. You want to talk about the coming economic collapse here in America? Do you want to talk about certainly the coming war in the Middle East and how this is going to influence us? Do you want to talk about the coming period of chaos and crisis? Well, right now we have Barbara calling in. Hi, Barbara. How are we doing?
Hi, we're doing okay.
Okay. Would you have a thought? What would you like to talk about?
Well, I didn't hear the entire program with your previous caller, but he was talking about the occult and getting involved with it. And I think so many people just don't understand how easy it is to get involved with it. And I can tell my own personal experience of when I was working with some people at a hospital, and one of the ladies brought in a Ouija board. And she, thought it was kind of a fun thing to play with. The only thing was that after a couple of times using this, and I was holding on to it, I could feel this whatever it is that you hold on to, it started moving by itself, and I was not having any control over it whatsoever. And that scared me. And I finally, at that point, I said, I don't want anything more to do with this, because there's obviously some control over there that is not of yours. And then I had another one of our nurses who got involved in the tarot card, and she also thought it was just a fun thing to do. The only problem was that after several times of going with her to this, everything that she turned over the card that she said would happen did. And I suddenly realized that they had some kind of a knowledge that I didn't have, and I really didn't want to have that knowledge. The Lord tells us, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You do not want to go into tomorrow, into what's going, into the future. We need to rely on the Lord for what is going on, because I realized that there was a power there that I did not want to be involved in. And there's also another thing within the churches today, and if they're still going on in some of the churches, I'm not too sure, but these churches that will sing these songs, that will sing the same words repetitiously, and they always call it the 7-Eleven, hymns. The problem being is that we had a church that we were going to, and they did this, and I could literally feel my mind almost going into a hypnotic state. And I could, because of my previous experience and these other things, I could feel this, and I stopped it, and I said, that's the end of this, and we're not going back here because of what this was doing. So people need to be so understanding of what is going on in the world, and they need to understand the influence of the demonic spirit and all of the things that are going on in the world today. You have to be aware and be very careful what you get yourself involved with.
And I think it is really so.
Meditation. Don't go into the, you know, all of these things where you do repetitious, you know, meditation and all of these things. They will take you into a world you do not want to be in.
I think you're absolutely right, and basically they've altered the music at the church. And certainly,
not all churches. There are some, and I won't say like, all. There are some.
But of course, the thing is that of course this repetitious singing the same verse over and over over again, and the use of the beat of the drums and altering the beat of the drums.
I wouldn't do the drum thing. I don't mean to disrupt you, but you know the drums can give all the drums are. Can be
they can be all right, but they can also alter the beat and
yes,
the rhythm.
Yes,
that's
the rhythm
where we get into problems.
Yes, they can.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And give us a call if you would like to talk about the presidential elections coming up, if you'd like to talk about the economic situation, if you'd like to talk about the coming war and what this is going to mean to you and to your family. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hang on, Barbara, we'll be back here in just a moment as we go into this break.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Arthur Stan, and this is certainly Open Lines Wednesday. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and would like to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I thought maybe we just might mention that we're going to have an election in a little over 5 weeks, and we're going to be running certainly a Mormon, one of the Mitt Romney is a Mormon. And basically, of course, nobody talks about his Mormon faith. What is Mormonism? Well, I will tell you, of course, the Mormons teach that you can become God. And as Christ was, we are. And as Christ is, we can become. In other words, Christ is a God, and we can become a God. The other thing they teach is that basically there will come a time when America will be in terrible problems. Freedom will hang by the thread. The term was the Constitution will hang by a thread, and a Mormon leader will rescue America and restore the Constitution. And the Mormons feel very strongly about the Constitution, as do I. But, of course, we come from a different perspective because they believe we can become gods. They can believe that Lucifer was Christ's brother. And they have embraced a number of beliefs that come right out of a Masonry. And, of course, because Joseph Smith was a Mason. And the fact that most people don't know this, the fact that nobody talks about the Mormon faith, why doesn't anybody talk about the Mormon faith today? And the reason nobody talks about it is certainly because, of course, there is an organized effort to conceal what this is really all about. They don't talk about the fact that certainly Obama has openly admitted that he is a Muslim. And if you doubt that, you can go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, scroll down to the area where they talk about other videos on the web or other articles on the web, and you can actually scroll down there, and you'll actually see Barack Obama being interviewed and saying, and this is before he was elected president, and he says, you know, it's very nice that John McCain has not brought up or made an issue of my Muslim faith. John McCain has not made an issue of my Muslim faith. And the fellow who's interviewing says, oh, no, you mean your Christian faith. And without blinking, Barack Obama says, oh, yes, he hasn't made an issue of my Christian faith. Ladies and gentlemen, why would John McCain make an issue of Barack Obama's Christian faith? Well, of course, this was not what it was all about. Basically, Barack Obama is a Muslim. He certainly denied repeatedly that he bowed down to the king of Saudi Arabia. And, of course, you can go up on the Internet and you can actually see the pictures. You go to my website and see the pictures of Barack Obama bending over 90 degrees, worshipfully towards the king of Saudi Arabia, who is the titular leader of the Muslim world. You must understand that we're running a Mormon, of course, who embraces the philosophy that we can become a god, is running against a Muslim who believes, of course, in the coming of the Muslim Messiah. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And what is the most amazing thing is that we're never talking about what the real issues are. We're not talking about who Barack Obama really is. We're not talking about who Mitt Romney really is. And we talk about all these superficial issues, and this is obviously an effort to avoid talking about the very real and devastating problems facing our America today as we move in towards financial bankruptcy. There's no way we can pay off the $81 trillion in debt that we owe today. Now, basically, remember, of course, the entire gross domestic product of the United States is about $16 trillion a year. We owe $81 trillion, according to John Williams, and you can verify that at his website, shadowstats.com. So we could take all the money that everybody made, every single cent of it, over a year, actually over 5 years, and we would at that point be able to pay off the $81 trillion debt that we've incurred. There's no way this is ever going to be paid off, and the only thing they're going to do, the only thing they possibly can do, is destroy the value of our currency, pay the debt off with worthless dollars, and start in all over again. And that was Barack Obama's assignment, was to destroy the financial infrastructure of this country. And that is why the trilateralists put him into power. Now, basically, of course, the trilateralists at the present time are backing Mitt Romney. Why? I'm not certain, but they are. And you can tell that if you read the writings of Mort Zuckerman, editor of U.S. News and World Report. And of course, Mort Zuckerman is one of the 80 members of the Trilateral Commission in the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. And if you read Mort's articles, and I enjoy reading them, he's a very intelligent, very articulate individual, but he will also tell you what the Trilateral Commission is doing. And the Trilateral Commission is backing Mitt Romney because they want him to become our next president. And I believe in all probability that they will win. I think that they will cheat. I think that they will use all sorts of dishonest techniques, miscounting the vote, certainly ignoring certain segments of the vote. But, of course, they want Mitt Romney to be the president, and usually they get what they want. If they don't, as it happened in 1960, when John Kennedy was elected, and the only reason John Kennedy was elected is because his dad, Joe Kennedy, made a deal with the mafia, and they, of course, rigged the vote in Chicago and in one other state, and that's why John Kennedy became the president. Of course, that's why they killed him as well, because he would not, of course, go along with their agenda. He didn't belong to them. Even though he was an internationalist, he still had a certain amount of loyalty to America. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295, and we've got Michael calling us from Michigan, and again, hopefully we'll be able to get him on. So give us a call if you're out there, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295, and hi, Michael, how are we doing?
We're doing great, Doc. Doc, I think there's another aspect to this. The one thing about they were talking about that witchcraft and all that. Well, wicked is hatred, and so yeah, it's got power, but good has power. And so yeah, that if they go that way, then that power that's going to be used against them to hurt them. But if you do the right thing, then it's power that's going to be used to build you up and bless you. So, you know, you have to make the right choice where it comes to all that. But what I really wanted to talk about is I believe that the Lord is going to, he's a good God, and he knows what these wicked, evil rulers have been doing and what they're doing. And he's very aware of what's going on, and he's not approving of it. And he's going to pull these guys out of their position, and he's going to do something because they think they're really slick and they lied to us and they're going to get away with stealing all this money. But all the money and all the gold still are on earth, and it's all the Lord's, and the Lord's going to step in and do something for us to stop them. And I really trust in God to be able to do that. And so, you know, that's what I'm looking for to happen.
Well, I believe that God can intervene. But one thing that bothers me, Michael, is that the Lord, of course, certainly doesn't always necessarily do what we want him to do. And America as the nation has turned against God, and our churches have turned against the God of the Bible, and they've changed the music and the message of both the Catholic and the Protestant church, and I really believe that God is going to bring punishment on America. I honestly believe that. I wish it weren't so. I think that certainly the people who are faithful to him will get through this or survive Not necessarily all of them, but I think many of them will. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens. There are a lot of Christians today who actually have embraced the rapture philosophy. They think they're going to be raptured out of here before anything happens. And I hope they're right, but I'm not certain of that at all. And I think this is a great way of neutralizing the Christian church. I believe the idea of a pre-tribulation rapture is being pushed by the people on the other side. Why? So that the Christians will not mobilize and start working to try to save America. So many of them are complacent, feeling nothing bad is ever going to happen to me because the God is a God of love and he would never let anything happen to me. And I would point out that God is not only a God of love, he's also a God of justice, a God of integrity, a God of vengeance. And certainly, I believe, of course, that we may very well see God's wrath on America. So we're just going to have to wait and see, Michael. But the important thing is that you have a personal relationship with our Lord and maintain that and try to get people to understand the spiritual nature of the events that are transpiring today. And not only the spiritual nature, but the prophetic nature of this. And if you haven't watched Pastor Billy Crone's excellent DVD series on the final countdown, and of course the final countdown is describing the biblical times that were prophesied, you ought to get it and watch it. He does a great job.
Yeah, Dr. Sand, I think that, you know, do you think it's possible? We're having a meeting over here tomorrow with some people from Israel and things, but to talk out what maybe needs to happen, what doesn't need to happen, and to make a move or something here. But do you think that it's possible that that the American people, they really haven't lost it that much? It's really just the leaders and the people behind the scenes, the Freemasons and the wicked, evil people, and maybe the Lord's not really against this nation. He may just be against these rulers and wicked people. And I believe that the people of America still are a good people, and that the Lord's not really mad at us, or he's not going to pour his wrath out on us.
Michael, if good Americans are good people, why don't they speak out against torture? We think it's horrible when the North Vietnamese tortured our soldiers. Well, we're not at all against our government torturing people. We rationalize it. After all, we have to do that to defend America. We have to torture them. I do not believe that the American people are good people anymore. I think that American people have turned their back on God, and the only thing that's going to change this country is a mass revival.
Dr. Stan, but you know yourself what happens when the different people stood up and said things, they kill them. And they, you know, and so when you stand up, you can't stand up to them. And
yes,
so
you can. Michael, I've been doing it for 50 years, and God has kept me going. A lot of the people have been with me. A lot of the people I've interviewed have been killed or died under very mysterious circumstances. I said the people can stand up and accomplish something if they have the courage to do it. And so we have some other callers we're going to have to go for, but one more remark, and then we'll go to our next caller.
Okay. Well, I think that in unity together we can get something done, but if we don't create a spirit of unity here, because we are the ones that have the power, the government doesn't have the power, and we got more power than we possibly could realize, but we need to start operating in that power and stop being sheep. Let's stop being sheep and let's operate in the power that the Lord gave us. He told us to take dominion, and let's work together in love and do that. That's all it takes. That's all we have to do.
All right, love and truth. Okay, thank you very much, Michael. But what we need is a great revival for people to turn back to the Lord. And when you feel that you're in God's hands, you're not afraid. Okay, thanks for calling, and let's go to John calling us from Central New York. Hi, John. Do you have a question or comment?
I just got a comment on the Jay McCanney website or johnmoore.com website. They're talking about Planet X and that you can visibly see it behind the sun. It's not a maybe. They're saying it's pulling Uranus and Neptune are actually being pulled out of their orbit. Is distinctive. There's been seven astronomers that have been murdered trying to cover this up. And, you know, I'm trying to see it myself right now, but it's been so cloudy in our area that I haven't been able to pull that up. But the point of it is, if it is all of a sudden there, we have approximately, you know, 70, 80 days left before this tentatively is going to hit us. And action needs to be taken by individuals for getting underground, getting a couple of years' supply of whatever to try to survive this and come out of the ground and have some seeds and stuff with them. So now just give them a little bit of heads up.
Okay, John. Well, I think that is whoever's giving you that information is giving you disinformation. Tell me, how could they possibly see this item behind the sun? How could they see it behind the sun?
If you're able to see the sun using a screen, the high right-hand side, if the sun's the size of a pizza, this object is the size of a tomato right now. The numbers they're professing is it's traveling at 3,500 miles an hour. It's going to speed up to 7,000 miles an hour. You know, they call it Nerubu. You call it Destroyer in the Pullman Bible, Planet X together. No one knows who made the Zodiac calendar, but it's a calendar of cycles. You have several calendars of the Mayan calendar and seven others coming up to this term point of rebirth.
Okay, we're going to have to let you go, John. We've got a whole board full, but I think that's just information. I appreciate your calling. And, Chris, if it comes and it hits America within the next 60 days, why, I will concede you're right. Okay, God bless and thanks very much. But we want to get the people so fearful they're not really facing the real issues that we have today. Well, let's see right now. Let's see. Do we have David calling from New York?
Hey, Dr. Stan, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you? Are you worried about this planet that's going to hit us here in the next 60 days?
No, I agree with your description that is disinformation. Get us all fearful about December the 21st. The scriptures are clear. It doesn't end like that. You know, like I was listening to one of your pastors a couple of days ago. In fact, that's why I called. I wanted to point out, because he was talking about how those things will happen during the tribulation. And the scripture is clear. There will be asteroids falling and cause trouble. But the Lord says the world without end, this earth will never be destroyed. It is going to be saved by Jesus. We're not going to be wiped out by some crazy planet and everything destroyed. It's just not real. But Doctor, I wanted to run this by you. And I don't know who the pastor's name was. Is it Dr. Billy Crone? Is that his name?
Pastor that's a good friend of ours, Pastor Billy Crone.
Yes, I believe he was your teacher you had on, and he was talking about Revelation. I think that was the one. And I wanted to point this out. Maybe he's listening, or you can run this by him, or perhaps I'll call and ask him. But I see a definite connection with Revelation chapter 6 and Matthew 24 and how they progressively flow with each other. And I don't particularly believe that when it says the sun, the moon, and the stars will be darkened, I think that's when Jesus comes. That's the end in Revelation 6. It's just given us one example or picture of the end, and then throughout Revelation it gives you different perspectives of how it goes from different angles and situations. But I don't think that, like when he said the earthquakes all throughout the world, that's the end. Doctor, I think he's making a mistake, and he seems really well educated.
You could very well be, David. We will not know. Pastor Crone believes, of course, that the phrase of when the earth is darkened, when the sun is darkened, and the moon turns red is due
right,
to...
Because remember,
he believes that
Isaiah 24 says the same thing.
Please let me finish.
The moon shall be darkened.
Let me finish. Go ahead.
Sure.
What he says is that this will come with massive volcanic eruptions. Now, maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong. We're just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah. No, he seems really great, and I think as well, I love listening to him.
I do, too. We're just going to have to wait. I will ask him. Thanks so much.
We already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I always enjoy Wednesday evening open lines, and I hope you do as well. Anyway, this is the time I need to mention we do have a new advertiser. It's Jigsaw Magnesium. It's a time-release magnesium product. It's advocated and certainly supported by our good friend Dr. Russell Blaylock, who's certainly one of our smartest guests and always a wonderful source of information. But basically, of course, magnesium is important for your bowels, for your brain, for your bones. It has to do with the muscle, doing away with muscle contractions, abnormal muscle contractions. It has to do with your heart. And most people, 80% of the population, is magnesium deficient. 80% of the population is magnesium deficient. My wife and my son both take that Jigsaw Magnesium. And if you'd like to know more about it, let me suggest the telephone number. Give them a call at 888. That's 888-352-5050. 888-352-5050. 888-352-5050. Give them a call. It's a great product, and they're a new advertiser with us, and we hope people will at least look into Jigsaw Time Release Magnesium. Then, of course, we want to announce we're going to have our all-day seminar, our annual seminar. It's going to be on the 21st of October. We're bringing in speakers from across America. Our program is going to start at 8:15 in the morning and go through to 6 in the evening. We're serving lunch. People who come always have a great time, and if you can make it, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And of course, I think if you do come, you will have a great time as well. And then of course, we hope many of you out there will, of course, want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which really explains so much of what's going on and the relationship with it, what's happening politically and economically, with what's happening spiritually. And unless you understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, military, financial battlefield, nothing makes sense today. And when you do understand that, why, of course, everything begins to make sense today. So we do hope many of you out there will suddenly get in touch with us, and certainly that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, by calling 1-800-544-8927. I just was looking in our site, some of the four CD sets we have. We have a four-tape set called The Return of the Giants. The Return of the Giants, it's interviews. I think probably CDs or CD and tapes. And it's Return of the Giants. It's Barry Shamish talking about the multiple sightings of giants there in Israel between about 1990 and 1998. It's the four CD set, The Return of the Giants. We have a four CD set on the supernatural, four tape sets on the supernatural. We have information that you're not going to find elsewhere. We have a great talk. It's my talk on the dark secret. We have the talk on the forbidden secret. They're both on DVDs. We have my talk on population control. Actually, we have the planned population reduction talk, None Dare Call It Genocide talk. But the latest one is Population Control, the Covert Agenda. And we certainly recommend that. Population Control, the Covert Agenda. And then, of course, we have certainly my talk on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. There's a great certainly a syllabus with that. If you want to know how they're poisoning our children and destroying their minds and bodies, why, you need to get my talk on The Specter Haunting America. The Specter Haunting America, if you want to know how they're poisoning our population, but specifically the blacks, the black population, you need, of course, to get my talk on the hidden agenda and the syllabus that goes with that. That's the hidden agenda. Of course, you get them by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you're going to come to the conference, be sure to get your reservation in now. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. So, well, we'll be back here in just a moment with the next hour of Radio Liberty.
As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairie, to the ocean, white with hope.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And tonight we're going to revisit Columbine, and it was shooting there almost 11 years ago. And basically, of course, the records of the Columbine shooting, large segments of those are classified and have never been released. Why are they concealing the truth about what happened at Columbine? Well, it's sensitive information, we're told. There are all sorts of excuses given why they can't release the full records from Columbine. And I will tell you, and you're going to learn this evening, the real truth. Now, we've heard a lot of talk about what happened back at the University of Pittsburgh there, and of course, the coach that was molesting children, and the football coach who were covering for him, and the staff there at the college, and people at high positions in Pennsylvania covering from this coach who was involved in pedophilia over a period of multiple years, molesting literally dozens of boys. But you see, and everybody seems to be very incensed about that. What you're not hearing is the truth about the Columbine shooting, which in many respects is very, very similar. And, of course, with us this evening is, of course, John DeCamp. And John, of course, if you don't know John, certainly one of our favorite guests, and he actually was in the military, one of the most highly decorated men from Vietnam. He came back to the United States. He became a state senator, and he was a leading state senator in Nebraska for a number of years. He's a lawyer, of course, until, of course, he came across the pedophile ring that began in Boys Town in Kansas and went right into the White House, and he wrote a book called The Franklin Cover-Up, and that ended his political career. He was threatened, his family was threatened, and he certainly is forced to live in a small area there, a small town in Nebraska, where, of course, he can protect himself and his family. But this is what happens to people who tell the truth. Well, John at one time was involved with the guest this evening, Donna Taylor, whose son has been kidnapped. He is one of the people who was badly wounded there at Columbine. I'm going to let John start out telling us about the background of what happened at Columbine. This is John DeCamp, a lawyer, one of the people who I have the utmost respect for, a man with the courage to stand up and do what's right. John, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Yes, even though it's middle of the night.
I'm so sorry, but go right ahead. Please go ahead. I know you can only be with us for 15 minutes. That's why I'm going to let you start out doing the talking, and you give us the background of this incredible story of what happened there at Columbine.
I'm going to try to go quick and hard-hitting. I was a lawyer in Nebraska, but I had been involved in a number of cases. I represented the militia of Montana. I was involved in the Oklahoma bombing, representing the grand jury, and on and on and on, all kinds of cases like that all over the country, even though I was a lawyer in Nebraska. Then I got a call and agreed to represent a woman named Donna Taylor, or more correctly, her son, who was shot. He 13 to 15 bullets, almost all of them around his heart, was expected to die. He was the first one, as I recall, shot at the Columbine thing. Somehow he survived and lived, and I filed a suit on his behalf to try to recover damages.
Well, no, was that against the drug company that had provided these drugs that create suicidal and homicidal tendencies? Who were you actually suing, or were you trying to get the truth of what really happened?
Trying to get the truth. And that only came out later in my investigation. And so I ultimately sued drug company that was, I guess, the biggest manufacturer of these new particular types of drugs, antidepressants, but they can certainly be misused for other things, too.
Well, I think the important thing to understand, ladies and gentlemen, is the reason this whole thing came down is because Harris and Klebold were two young boys, been involved in some minor criminal activity. They were arrested by the police there in Colorado, and they were sexually molested. They were sexually molested, and that's why, of course, they're covering this whole thing up. They don't want the people to know that it goes to the highest levels of the government in Colorado.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, John was able to get the records because he was a lawyer. And basically, of course, what he found out was about the molestation, the sexual rape of these boys. And of course, by the said, they couldn't let the public know about it, so they had to seal the records. And of course, John was asked to leave the case. And when he left the case, the judge sealed the records. They sealed them. That's what this is, sealing the records in Columbine's all about. First for 2 years, then for 5 years, and now they've been sealed for 25 years. Why? For the same reason they sealed the records on the Kennedy assassination. They don't want the public to know of the absolute corruption at every level in the court system, in the police department. That doesn't mean they're not some good people there in Colorado, but it means, of course, the people in positions of power have the power to seal everything. They even sent officers from Colorado to Nebraska, where, of course, John lives, to go through his files and steal all of his records so they could be sealed so that no one would ever see them. Well, fortunately, John, anticipating this, had copies of it. He will not tell us what he had, but he's got a lot of these records. Everything is done to keep the American people from knowing. Go right ahead, John.
I'll tell you what was in the record. The records included actual tapes between the two boys who did the shooting that they had made themselves, called the basement tapes. And those basement tapes are sealed, and that's where the boys explained a whole bunch of these things that had been occurring and were telling the whole story. These are the boys who were the shooter. And I remember one of the tapes explained repeatedly over and over how they had gotten on the drug called antidepressants. I could give the name.
Well, I think they were Luvox, wasn't it? Was it Luvox?
Yep, you got it. That's right. It. Yeah. Anyway, and they had learned even how to manipulate them, their bodies. They would double the dose or something, and that would make them get higher in a kite and feel they were confident, make them confident enough they could conquer the whole country and the moon and everything else. Then they'd go down, and then they'd go up again, and just real explanations in their own voices to shooters on these tapes. It was just unreal. As I say, I introduced them into evidence when I finally found these, and they're sealed today, but they pretty well outline the story and tell what really happened, and so did the information and other depositions I took from the parents of the two killers, and that's all sealed. And to the best of my knowledge, the only thing sealed for all the information in my case that I did for the boy, and then it gets even worse in some ways, I got replaced because I was having heavy duty surgery and I had to leave the case, and the information that I introduced, what was I going to say? anyway, got this stuff introduced, and now it's all sealed steel, and one of the key things that came out then that the boys were saying, you know, was, oh yeah, now I remember what I was going to say. I was going to say, so the lawyer that replaced me had just worked for a company called the manufacturer of Nuva.
In other words, basically, he was a fellow who was actually defending the pharmaceutical company that produced these terrible drugs, suddenly is representing a family that's suing the company he just worked for. And I think that if I ever saw a setup, that was it. They had to get rid of you so they could bring in their own man to make sure that nothing happened. And I think it wasn't very effective in suing.
The drug company, I think, paid a couple $1,000 for the kid, I found out later. That was it, quietly.
Well, I think so probably more than a couple of thousand. Go ahead.
One of these days, this information is going to come out one way or another, I believe.
Well, basically, we heard a lot of stories, and I think a lot of it was information. A question was, you know, supposedly there were other shooters on the roof there, and I think that was all simply to confuse us. And then, why didn't the police go in and stop the slaughter? I mean, certainly they knew it was going on, and yet, of course, they held off going in. Do you have any idea why the police held off going in, or were they just cowards?
I do not.
Okay.
I'll give you one other piece, though.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know if you heard about this. This came out recently. What was I going to tell you? You mentioned, I think, the case in Pennsylvania.
Yes, Sandusky.
Yes. Now, 10 years before anything was written or came out public about that, a guy named John DeCamps, that would be me, made a trip to Pennsylvania to meet with officials, because as part of another big case I was doing called the Franken cover-up, which my book is written about, part of that case, I had young children in Nebraska and some other states who had been abused by Sandusky and a couple, maybe one or two others that he was associated with. And so I went to Pennsylvania to the authorities and tried to get them to do something about it and listen to the kids. And they said, oh, this is crazy. The authorities did. Coach and everybody. And they said, you say anything like this publicly, and we'll file defamation suits and every slander suits and everything else against you, and so on and so forth. And I was so upset because I knew the kids were telling the truth. I had even had one of them take a lie detector test because the story sounded so amazing. He had the names and everything, the coach. I repeat, this is 10 years before that.
Well, you know, John, I've always felt that the Sandusky case was much larger than we've been led to believe, and there were people at every level of government there who knew what was going on and covered up for it, and they're going to let Sandusky take the fall for this. He'll go to prison, and all the other pedophiles and the homosexuals and the people involved in this thing are going to get off stock-free. Is that your impression?
Yes, but let me give you the rest of my story. So anyway, then I find out here in the last few months, and it was on the national news, they have heard something on some other radio talk shows, and there's been printed some news about it. I find out that not only did I identify him back then and everything, but when I did this, and was doing the Columbine thing then, I talked about it on a radio program, several of them, and I named him and others, and the program even had to had to stop saying it, I guess, the information over the air. And I had forgotten about it completely because it was 11 years ago, or 10 years ago, whatever. Before anybody did anything in Pennsylvania, but I had been on national radio at that time it came out, and I had forgotten that completely, and that I named Sandusky on the radio back then, and that's come out now, and you may have read it somewhere, but anyway, it just amazed me, even, because they didn't know that they wouldn't do anything. They thought it would create a huge scandal for the whole football team and everything. So it's been a strange life I've had.
Well, John, I really believe sometimes God picks for certain people for certain assignments, and you've certainly had a fascinating time in your time in Vietnam, where you were decorated, one of the most highly decorated officers there in Vietnam, and then coming home to become a state senator for 16 years, and then uncovering how long?
I think I'm the first, last, and only one also in the history of the country who became a senator without any question.
Right.
America. I ran the campaign from Vietnam where I was a combat captain. But that's another story.
Well, that's another story for another time. It's late back there, John. Well, let's get to bed. Have a parting thought before we let you go.
Life goes on, and the strangest things in the world that you would believe couldn't possibly be are often true, and the system does protect itself. My best friend in Vietnam and then in life later was a guy named Bill Colby. Don't know if you've heard of his name, but
yeah, I know Bill. He actually went for a canoe ride in the middle of a terrible storm. He was a former director of the Central Intelligence Agency. He was writing a book
and
to expose
my
the
best
corruption.
Friend because he was in charge of something called the Phoenix Program over there in Vietnam, which was kept secret up until about, I guess, the last 10 years.
And they killed him. And there's no question in my mind they killed him.
That's absolutely correct. I was living, I think, 2 days before that because I used to go to Washington pretty regular and stay at his place sometimes, and he'd come to Nebraska to see me, and it was just stranger than hell, but anyway,
I know. Another story for another day. Okay, that's
a
story for another time. Anyway, God bless you, John. We'll be talking and just, hopefully, once again, not too distant. Hold on, Donna. We'll be with you in just a moment.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the pig pack plus. to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
To Stan, of course, John DeCamp had to take off. It's late back where he is. So we have Donna and Taylor and Ron Eigner on the line here. We're going to spend the rest of the time telling the amazing story. Now, Don, I've said Donna's son was badly wounded. How many gunshots did he have at the Columbine?
He has 7 bullets and 13 holes.
He had 7 bullets and 13 holes. And basically, he did recover, though. He made an amazing recovery. And basically, he was in good shape. And they launched a lawsuit against the makers of Luvox. And there were a number of families who were going to do this. And they were all told, if you go after this company, they'll come and they'll take everything you have and destroy you. Well, all the other families dropped out. Donna did not. But what happened was, of course, they got one of the lawyers who ordinarily worked for this company that they were suing to come to take Donna's case. And foolishly, she went along with this lawyer who obviously sold her on a bill of goods that he was going to, of course, get the best for them. And he was there simply to destroy them. And he and, of course, the drug companies have done a pretty good job. Basically, what they did is they had her son declared psychologically impaired, and they took him and they put him onto drugs, and they've turned him into pretty much of a zombie. I'm not talking something imaginary. Donna, you tell the story.
Right. It's a hard one to go through, and, you know, we want Mark out, so we need to look up Release Mark Taylor, Free Mark Taylor, or ColumbineFamilyRequest.org.
Basically, you can go on the internet and look up Mark Taylor, go to the website Free Mark Taylor, and you get the details on it. Where are they keeping Mark at the present time?
They keep him quiet.
Where are they keeping him?
He's in Denver. He's at a group home in Denver.
He's at a group home in Denver. Why is he a group home in Denver rather than with his mother?
Basically, they separate us because I'm not for the drugging. I'm not for the drugs.
What is the justification of giving him drugs? Does he have psychological problems?
No, he does not. They just made up something. That's all. He doesn't have any.
And ladies and gentlemen, it sounds incredible. Could this really happen in America, where they've taken a healthy boy with a normal mind and put him on drugs simply as a means of punishing him to prevent the family from suing a drug company? Ladies and gentlemen, official government policy is to torture people. Our government tortures people who are accused of being terrorists. We send them to other countries where they're tortured. Where is the outcry from the American people? It's deafening and it's silence. Do they actually take people, kidnap them, and put them onto drugs in America? Absolutely. That's Donna's story, and we've told this on several of our other stations and other programs. And Donna's trying to get the information out. If you're out there in the audience and you have a question or comment, give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. How old is Mark Taylor now at the present time, Donna?
He's 29. He'll be 30.
Okay, remember this was 11 years ago, of course, when he was shot there at Columbine High School. What?
That's right.
11 years ago, he's 29 years old now, and of course, and basically, of course, this is all to cover up the truth. They cannot let the American people know about the corruption with the police officers. They cannot let the people know that Harris and Klebold were sexually molested. They were raped by police officers, and the whole police system came together. You always cover your own, one for all and all for one. We stand together, and we certainly, and this goes into the courts, this goes into every level of government. There are a lot of people who know what's going on, but they're afraid to speak out. Have some people come forward, Donna, and told you they know what's going on, but they're afraid?
Yes. A lot of people have been very fearful. Dr. Mary is one of them.
Who is one of them?
Dr. Mary.
Who is Dr. Mary?
She's a psychiatrist down in the south region of Colorado.
And what does she tell you? What would she come on the radio and tell the story?
No, she won't. She came to me and told me, she said, "Is Mark okay?" And I said, "He's okay right now." She says, "If I were you, I would run with him because they're going to hurt him." She wouldn't tell me who they were. That's going to hurt him.
And have they hurt him?
Yes.
They pretty well destroy this young man's brain with the psychiatric drugs, and these drugs can produce permanent harm. They're drugging an innocent young man. Why? Well, because, of course, they couldn't let this case go forward. They couldn't go to court and bring out the truth about what Harris and Klebold had gone through. They could go and get into the cover-up of their being raped and involving the highest levels of government. They could let this case go forward and bring a suit against the manufacturers of Luvox that has, because when the kids take it, they get suicidal and homicidal tendencies. This is well known, but we can't let anyone know. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Our guest this evening is Donna Taylor, and her son, Mark, has been kidnapped by the authorities in Colorado in an effort, of course, to cover up the story. First of all, they cannot let the American people know that, of course, the reason Harris and Klebold said they carried out this shooting spree at Columbine, from their point of view, was because they'd been raped by the police officers there, and certainly nothing was ever done about it. And all of the various levels of government there in Colorado were covering up for it, just exactly as all the levels of government back in Pennsylvania were covering up for what Sandusky had done and all the children that he had raped. And certainly the amazing thing about this is John DeCamp, certainly 10 years ago, had actually gone back to Pittsburgh and tried to tell them about Sandusky. Now, you're never going to hear this elsewhere, but John DeCamp had been working on this pedophile ring that began at Boys Camp in Kansas and went right into the White House in Washington, D.C. Let me repeat that. There was a pedophile ring that began in Boys Town in Kansas and went right into the White House in Washington, D.C. during the Reagan years. We're not suggesting Ronald Reagan was involved in that, but many of the people who surrounded him were, and they could not let the American people know the truth. And so, of course, when John DeCamp went back to Pennsylvania there, a dozen, 10, 12 years ago, to tell them about Sandusky, they had to cover it up. And they're covering this up to this very day. This whole thing is a cover-up. And then, of course, when Donna wanted to go ahead and bring out the fact that the Luvox that they were taking had been given, these boys had been given, to try to get them to give up their apprehension about being raped, had actually tended to precipitate all sorts of homicidal and suicidal tendencies, why they had, of course, to prevent that sort of a lawsuit going to court, because other things would be brought out at that time. And so, of course, they took actions, terrible actions. And basically, Donna, why don't you go ahead and tell the story?
Well, you're right. They covered it up, and they've hidden it now for, what, 20, 25 years. But, the thing is, they try to hide everything, but it all came out anyway. Ron and I were looking into all this and finding out the picture drawn and different things, and then now John DeCamp coming on board and sharing with what he knows in court. It's true. You know, we're just bringing the truth out, and, you know, they can never hide anything for long. That always comes out. It's all over the Internet. Now, if you look up some, I'd like to put Ron on for a second.
Okay, Ron, you come right ahead.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Ron. You just go ahead. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ron, would you like to give a couple of websites so people would know where they could go to get some of the information we're talking about?
And most importantly, we have the mother of Brandon Robb, who was a Marine, who was just fortunate enough to have his mother get him released from the same type of abduction. They were able to get him released before they drugged him. And when she heard Donna's story, she's a mother that this just about happened to at the Rutherford Institute that's supporting them. And she's taken on Donna's plight here. And then in doing that, she has created a website that's a Facebook page. This is how she got Brandon out. So we all need everyone's support and making this Facebook page go viral. So if you go to Release Mark Taylor, just type that into your Google, and you'll see his Facebook page. What you do there is, I guess you get onto it, and you send it to all of your friends on your Facebook page and ask them to send it to all their friends on their Facebook page. It becomes like a chain letter, and it goes viral. So we can, you know, everyone that's the listening audience has an opportunity to help Donna simply by doing that. And then we also have a lot of information on a web page that we had started back on the 10th anniversary. We've got over 3 million views on our YouTube, so this information is never going to go away. We're just trying to get the mainstream media to deal with it, which they haven't.
Well, I don't think you'll ever get the mainstream media to cover this because the mainstream media is control, whether you know it or not, Ron. This is the way the system really works. There's a small group of wicked people that control the reins of power in the media. They control the banking system, the corporations, the military, the educational system, both political parties and many of our religious organizations. And the reason we're in the trouble we are today is because of this group I call the Brotherhood of Darkness that is energized by, and I believe, sinister and dark and malignant spirits of forces. But you go right ahead with your description. Is there a specific website that people should go to or simply just go up on the internet and put in Free Mark Taylor?
No, it's Release Mark Taylor. And in this case, we have a website that is columbinefamilyrequest.org.
columbinefamilyrequest.org. What's happened to all the other families? Have they sort of just sort of given up or have been so fearful they just didn't want to go ahead and pursue their lawsuits? What happened?
Well, it's a mixture of we haven't really contacted a lot of the other families since we've learned the information. Some of them are fearful of. The Scholes family, the Black family, has had to leave the area the same way Mark left in fear. They had a couple of their dear friends get murdered, and so they decided that it was not safe here. We've had other...
You mentioned that people have gotten murdered? I mean, who murdered them? What happened?
Well, one was a advocate that was going to do a video for them, a documentary. And he got killed in a drive-by shooting. And then one was Vicki Buckley, who was the Secretary of State of the Colorado. She's a young black woman that was the youngest single black woman who's ever reached that pinnacle of power. She died suddenly. We had a sheriff that won the popular election. Shortly after he won the election, they took the reins away from him, claiming he couldn't function because he was an alcoholic, even though he'd been a police chief 20-some years. And then he died suddenly. Suicide. We've had some of the associates of the shooters that knew too much, and they all ended up hanging themselves. We even had a 3 months before Columbine, there was a young boy who was hung, and we met his father, and this boy had an association with the sheriff's deputy who was later convicted of pedophilia. So obviously that father believes that his son was hung in hiding that corruption. We actually went to the sheriff of Arapahoe County. You might type in your computer Pat Sullivan and learn that horrific case where he was just busted a while back for selling methamphetamines to homosexual prostitutes, and he admits to having sex with children. These are the people that we went to try to get an investigation of the Columbine rapes. And you don't have to tell me about the mainstream media. We've been yelling rape for years, and these people will not hear us yelling rape of children. So you understand, they're not on our side. They're not on the children's side. They're strictly controlling, like John was saying, they protect themselves at all costs. And it's the most disgusting thing. I can't go on any more about that, or you might hear me say the words.
Our telephone numbers, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question for either Donna or for Ron. Ladies and gentlemen, this story is so incredible, but certainly for years I've known there is much more to the story of Columbine than we were told, and there is so much information that was put out that was intentionally put out to confuse you. Oh, there were shooters on the roof. There were other shooters that were involved. Oh, there was a very large unit with only the two boys were ever identified, but all the others got away, and basically, of course, this is all part of this pattern of disinformation to confuse the people who try to figure out what really happened in Columbine. Well, Donna and Ron are on the front lines of this. They certainly, so is John DeCamp. And you really need, of course, to get the information. We'll be putting together a four-tape set on Columbine that will give you the information you're not going to get elsewhere. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And most people are afraid to speak out, and many of the people who have spoken out have had, they've had serious consequences as a result of it. Do you think that they've actually killed some of the people to silence them, Ron?
Oh, yeah. And to go on, though, we have had 3 school shootings in this one general area, 1 church shooting, and then obviously the recent theater shooting.
What do you make of this theater shooting? Is there any connection at all to Sidney Columbine, or is this simply a coincidence that both of these took place in the same general reason? For the shooter, remember, for our listeners, of course, this young man who actually thought he was, I've forgotten who he thought he was, but basically he was suddenly dressed up in this fancy outfit, and I don't know how many people he shot, 13 or 15 there in the theater. Go ahead.
The connection we see in it, obviously, seeing him with his red hair and that court appearance, he was drugged. And had they listened to Mark instead of drugging Mark, then maybe that wouldn't have happened, because what we see is the same thing that happened with the shooter at Columbine. This guy was drugged, and he had suicidal tendencies. In this case, we know that his psychiatrist that was treating him had been in trouble already for prescribing drugs to herself and family members, which was against the law. Interestingly enough, we discovered that the Columbine shooter was being drugged by a doctor who didn't even have the credentials to prescribe the drugs. But going on, we had this one school shooting that happened right here in the canyon we're speaking from, just a mile up the road at the Black Canyon High School. We learned that that school shooting was an angry parent who had gotten a list of the girls' names, apparently, of the people that he had tried to contact and get something done about his daughter being molested. And they wouldn't do anything, so he went into the school with a list of girls' names and started raping girls. And little Emily Keyes got caught in the crossfire. Just last Sunday, there was a big motorcycle run between Columbine and Black Canyon. And in that case, I was investigating that. Had gone to the paper and told them that the kids working for me here at the restaurant had told me that the school resource officer was getting girls pregnant. We learned that was true. At least 2, maybe 3 girls that he got pregnant. And there's articles written, and there's people that went to the school board, and they always said that they were going to do an FBI investigation and never would. So the same scenario, in this case, a man who decided he was going to use the high school as his source of victims, was getting girls pregnant and angry and estranged father. So he went in there and took the law into his own hands.
Well, that certainly is not the solution. The solution is to do what you do, even though it's very difficult. I realize it. It must be very wearing on you after all these years trying to get the truth out.
Well, wearing is not even a word for it. Because of that occasion, I've gotten harassed in my business. Close to 50 times I've had harassments that don't even have any basis. Everything from zoning harassments, trying to take my water rights, and then it ultimately ended up with them framing me, claiming that I had a chainsaw, and I was swinging it in a violent manner. I had to go to court, prove that was not the truth, but the local papers, including the Denver Post, still has me considered as a violent man running around with a chainsaw, even though I proved in court that that didn't happen, and it injured my back permanently, so I've pretty much unable to do the construction work that I was accustomed to prior to that. I was windsurfing and skiing and all the things that we do. And now I'm pretty much an invalid. I'm constantly having to lie down and take care of my back. Never have gotten any justice. The attorneys here just don't want to cross the blue line. And in this case, they've always made me stumble, basically because of the statute of limitations. They promised me that they would do something and then allow the statute of limitations to expire.
Well, then you can sue them because they are liable for doing that. But then, of course, how will you get a lawyer to sue a lawyer?
Yeah, that's the problem. And then the attorney that really did the worst to me, he doesn't have legal liability insurance. So then the other attorney say, well, there's nothing there. The guy's smart enough to put everything else in somebody else's name. So see how they protect themselves when they step out like that. I clearly believe that these people are government agents. They don't seem to respond to being of help. I mean, it's sort of like hiring or having a public defender that works for the DA's office, you understand, except you're paying them in this case.
Well, so, I think that this happens over and over again. I really believe that that lawyer Donna had, who had previously worked for the pharmaceutical company, and suddenly, how did he, Donna, ever get hold of him? Why did she take him and why did she fire John DeCamp and take this lawyer who is obviously working for the very people she was going to sue? Did she have no idea what was going on?
I think that she was just, she had one woman that was claiming that she was going to help by paying him, like 30-some thousand.
Yeah.
And maybe she was the one that manipulated it because she had the money. But I wasn't around during that period of time. It was shortly after that that I actually met Donna. So she can help you in that area. I'll just turn it back over to her for that one.
All right, fine. Well, basically, we have Chuck calling from Michigan. Let's go to Chuck here. Hi, Chuck. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I got a comment. I had a lot of the same similar problems, and, to the maybe sort of regular person that would be listening to this, this would sound really crazy, but it's not crazy, and it's way worse than what they're saying, that what they've encountered. What I've encountered is way worse than that, and I don't want to get into my particular details, but,
because you know this sort of thing goes on, and we've got to get the American people to understand that they have to be involved. We're either going to have to take America back and get it back to its Christian foundation of righteousness and integrity and honor, or we're going to lose America, and we deserve it. And, of course, then we may find out what happens when God turns his back on a nation. Anything else, Chuck?
No, I just would encourage them to keep going and be careful with what they're doing, because they know what they've done already, and they're capable of far worse than what you've encountered already, believe me. That's about all I got to say.
God bless, and thanks so much for calling. That was Chuck calling from Michigan, and I said we will be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. But ladies and gentlemen, this thing is not imaginary. I can tell you some of the incredible stories that I've heard, and certainly many of the people who've been on my program. Some of them have died very, very mysteriously or disappeared shortly after being here at Radio Liberty.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we could sure use your help, because basically a lot of people are having financial problems, and certainly we have a few very faithful and wonderful supporters, but right now we're going behind. If you're in a position to help us so we can maintain our network of stations, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can get our products. You could perhaps have an item you'd like to advertise with us. Whatever it is, we'd love to have you as part of the Radio Liberty team. Then I need to, of course, remind you we're having an all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 21st of October, just about 3 weeks, a little less than 3 weeks from now. We're bringing in suddenly speakers from across America, some of the most outstanding people. And I think you'll be fascinated. We're going to start at 8:15 in the morning. We're going to go to 6 in the evening. We're serving lunch. The people who have been here in past years have always enjoyed it, and we hope that you'll be joining us this year. Anyway, you're going to have reservations, so call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we also certainly hope that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will help you to understand what's really going on. You'll get my talk on population control, the covert agenda. Because, ladies and gentlemen, they've already killed or blocked the births of about 4 billion people. They are killing millions of people every day. because, of course, they have treatments for cancer and they're suppressing them. They're putting things into our food supply that they know will promote cancer. The incidence of cancer is increasing and nobody can figure out why. The incidence of fertility and having new children here in California is falling and falling dramatically, and nobody can figure out why. And I'll tell you, because they're putting things into our food to alter fertility. They're putting things into the food to alter our health. They're putting things into our food to increase the incidence of cancer. You need to get my talk on population control, the covert agenda. And then my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. There's an excellent syllabus with that. And it includes certainly the treatise on the Georgia Guidestones. It goes into the background of the Earth Charter and certainly the entire plan as it's being implemented today. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that you'll go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and pull down our newsletters. And then, of course, we hope you'll tell others about our programs and encourage them to listen to our programs on a regular basis. We're going to reach Americans one at a time, but more and more people are waking up. The other side is very, very concerned because of this general awakening. Certainly, if you go to our website of RadioLiberty.com, you can listen to our radio programs 24 hours a day. You can listen to our Genesis program. Certainly, if you have a telephone with unlimited minutes, or you can listen to our program on satellite if you have a KU receiver. And then, of course, you can listen to our radio programs. We have shortwave in the afternoon from 4 to 5. But we need your help so we can maintain what we're doing. So if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family, don't be bashful. Our number 1-800-544-8927. And please don't forget, certainly, our all-day seminar, October 21st at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. Delicious lunch, lots of good fellowship. Lots of time to talk to others, to get information, and excellent speakers unparalleled. Let me tell you that this is a great program. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope to get a chance to see you there. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. That I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.